conveniently and centrally located in Lusaka's business district, close to embassies and government offices, linked to Levitt Business Park, only 27 kilometers from the airport. This contemporary style hotel offers business and leisure travelers all the amenities for a comfortable and hassle-free experience. We're located at Levy Moore Park, opposite Central Police Station, thus security secured. 130 and suite air-conditioned rooms. Comfortable and convenient. Bright interior and beautiful surroundings. Excellent value for money services and facilities offered. Free Wi-Fi for all in-house guests. Satellite TV offering 15 channels. Coffee and tea making facility. Electronic safe in every room. Outdoor swimming pool. Free everyday breakfast served between 6:30 and 9:30. Self-service workstation with wireless internet, printer and photocopier. Planning a meeting, a training session or an interview? Choose Stay Easy Lusaka. We have a fully equipped boardroom for up to 15 delegates. You can either have your lunch or dinner at Zoran Cafe or call and request for the order to be brought to your hotel.
Christian Voice News on Global Link.
Nakeet urges government to prioritize school feeding program. Agriculture expert commends farmers for surpassing maize production target. And Amnesty International demands transparency amid its protest violence. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ, has welcomed government's decision to take disciplinary action against schools and administrators who request parents to make financial contributions towards the school feeding program through parent-teacher committees. NACEZ Executive Director Aaron Chansa says this initiative will ensure that learners coming from poor backgrounds return to school. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Dr. Chansa emphasized that the government should not only provide food to schools but also offer financial and logistical support. He noted that many schools are facing challenges in implementing the program, including shortages of manpower and essential utensils. The government should at least provide logistics towards the feeding program to lessen the burden on schools, said Dr. Chansa. He further urged the Ministry of Education to address the difficulties schools are experiencing in carrying out the initiative and to clearly outline the support mechanisms in place.
But we don't want to support the idea that the government is sending food to schools without corresponding financial and logistical support. We are aware that schools are now struggling to implement this school feeding program, where the schools have no money for hiring cooks, schools have no money for buying cooking utensils, and this is a very serious omission on the part of the ministry.
Levy Manawasa University Teaching Hospital has conducted over 20 minimal invasive surgical techniques after being named a National Center for Prostate Cancer Treatment this year. In an interview with the NICE, Hospital Senior Registrar of Urology, Chime Malupinda, says the medical procedures are performed on the lower abdomen or pelvis using probes inserted on a small incision and a camera. Dr. Lupinda added that the medical procedures are being performed by Zambian and Chinese specialists, adding that the hospital is expected to receive more Chinese specialists next year. He said that laparoscopic procedure has resulted into minimal loss of blood, quick patient recovery and reduced stay at the hospital. And Dr. Lupinda also disclosed that the hospital yesterday conducted a special surgery on a female aged 24 who was born with a single kidney that had become problematic due to a blockage. Agriculture expert Edify Hamukale has commended farmers for producing nearly 4 million metric tons of maize in the 2024-2025 farming season, surpassing government's target of 3.5 million metric tons. Dr. Hamukale says the bumper harvest is a clear indication that Zambia now has sufficient food not only for domestic consumption, but also for livestock and other industrial uses. Speaking in an interview with RCV News, Dr. Hamukale said the surplus maize also opens up opportunities for agro-processing and value addition, which can further contribute to economic growth and job creation. This is a commendable achievement by our farmers and a demonstration that the government's agricultural policies are bearing fruit, said Dr. Hamukale. He has urged farmers who sold their produce to the FRA to remain patient as they await payment, noting that government has already disbursed nearly 3 billion kwacha to facilitate the process. Dr. Hamukale also called on farmers who are unable to sell their produce to the FRA not to lose hope but to explore alternative markets, including millers and buyers from neighboring countries. His remarks come a day after the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, announced the closure of its depots following the completion of the maize purchase exercise.
The production figure of around 4 million metric tons of maize for Zambia is a very proud record. We exceeded our target. It means primarily that we have sufficient food for our domestic requirements and for our industries, including our livestock, and also nations such as OPEC beer. So it all goes to show that the government policies on agriculture under the UPND government, led by President Hakainde Hichilema, are bearing fruit.
Government has reiterated its commitment to strengthening coordination, implementation, monitoring, and evaluation of national development programs through enhanced collaboration among ministries, provinces, and key stakeholders. Speaking during the official opening of the Third Quarter National Development Coordinating Committee, NDCC, meeting in Lusaka, Acting Secretary to the Cabinet, Siyazongo Siyakalenge, who read a speech on behalf of Secretary to the Cabinet, Patrick Kangwa, emphasized the importance of collective planning and execution of national initiatives in line with the 8th National Development Plan. The news reports that Mr. Siyakalenge said the NDCC serves as a vital platform for reviewing progress and ensuring coordinated implementation of development programs across various sectors that aim at achieving Zambia's vision of sustainable economic growth. He disclosed that the meeting will focus on assessing the performance of the mining sector, prioritizing mining as a key driver for economic transformation and job creation. Mr. Siyakalenge also added that since 2021, Zambia has made significant progress in creating a conducive policy and operating environment for the mining industry, which has resulted in substantial investment growth. In African news, Tanzania is facing a severe political crisis as post-election protests have turned deadly, with opposition groups claiming hundreds killed amid an internet blackout and military deployment following Wednesday's contentious vote. While the UN reports credible reports of at least 10 deaths and Amnesty International documents over 100 fatalities, the main opposition party, Chadema, claims approximately 700 people have been killed in 3 days of protests. The government has denied using excessive force and disputes those figures. Army Chief Jacob Mkunda has labeled protesters criminals as security forces respond with live ammunition and tear gas. Coming up shortly, hotel owner and 10 others jailed for life over deadly Turkish fire. This and more, stay tuned.
Anyone can get malaria, but those most at risk include people living in or traveling to areas with high incidences of malaria. Groups most vulnerable to malaria include the chronically ill, people living with HIV and AIDS, TB, etc., children under 5 years of age, the elderly, and pregnant women.
Prevent malaria. Protect your family from death.
Mekusen Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. The owner of a Turkish hotel and 10 others have been